Today we're going to look into Mark chapter 4, verse 20, first to 25.
今天我们的经文是在马可福音四章一到二十五节。
Let's start to read in English.
我们先来读英文的经文。
I'll read one verse and you follow.
我读一节，请大家跟我读第二节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge.
He taught them.
Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was so shallow. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plant so that they did not bear grain. Then Jesus said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He told them, The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables. Then Jesus said to them, Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, make it unfruitful. He said to them, Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Okay, let's go back to the Mandarin. 我念一节，请各位念一节。耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了，就不结实。又说有耳可听的就应当听。
无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意义。
耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻。
是听见却并不明白，恐怕他们回转过来就得赦免。
又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
撒种之人所撒的就是道，
那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去。但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，极致未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。耶稣又对他们说，人拿灯来岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在灯台上吗？有耳可听的就应当听。
又说，你们所听的要留心，你们用什么良心量给人，也必用什么良心量给人。
因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。我们刚才看圣经所讲的，耶稣在讲道的时候，他是用什么样的姿势来讲道呢？
耶稣 According to the scripture we just read, we can see what kind of attitude Jesus was sharing the message with those people.
他是坐着的。
He was sitting.
听到的人是要怎样？是站着的。
Those who listen to the message should be standing.
所以下个礼拜我们可能应该改一个方式。
So next week probably we should change the position.
当耶稣来讲一个这个一个很大的道理，叫做神的国。
When Jesus was sharing a big message, it's called the kingdom of God.
因为神的国不在这个地上能够找到任何东西可以用物质来比对的。
Because you couldn't find the kingdom of God in this material world.
它是一个属灵的事情。
Kingdom of God belongs to a spiritual definition.
它是抽象的。
It's very abstract.
但是它却是实实在在的。
But it really exists.
所以耶稣要来告诉人，神的国，它有它实际上人自己人有困难的。
But so Jesus, when Jesus is trying to tell people about the kingdom of God, it's really difficult.
所以他必须要用一种方法，叫做比喻的方法。
That's why Jesus used the parables.
比喻的事实上是你只能用心灵去感觉它，但是你不能借着他所说的东西就直接连上去看那个事情。
When we want to be connected with parables, you need to use your feeling because you couldn't see it.
而且耶稣在讲比喻的时候呢，他顾虑到有些人呢听了这个道的时候呢，他会反感的。
And when Jesus sharing the messages of parables, he knows that some people will have a negative attitude toward that.
所以用比喻的方法就是讲的时候呢，他不一定能够明白，但是回去以后慢慢想，慢慢想，如果他有心的话，他就可能会想到了，想明白了。
So when people first heard about parables, maybe in the very that moment, the person will not understand. But when he go home, he meditates, and gradually he will grasp the meaning.
在这里，你可能刚才读圣经的时候，你会产生一个问题出来。
So when you read the scriptures, you probably have a question.
为什么耶稣说让他们看见却不晓得，听见却让他们不明白呢
？Why Jesus said why he let people see it but don't understand? They hear it and don't understand.
是不是耶稣故意不让他们知道呢
？Is it because Jesus doesn't want people to understand on purpose?
因为我们在这里要认识到耶稣他是谁。
Because we need to know who Jesus is.
耶稣是上帝来到人间。
Jesus is God who came down to the earth.
他所说的一些事情是绝对的事情。
What he says is absolute.
不是相对的事情。
It's not relative.
所以对绝对的事情的话呢，他有绝对事情那个绝对的地位。
So when you say something with an absolute value, you need to have a position of the absolute.
那我们今天要借着这件事情把它解开。
So we got going to solve this myth by reading this today's parables.
所以我们都是有福的人。
We are all blessed.
过去他们看，但是却不晓得；听却不明白。
In the past, people see it, they don't understand. When they hear it, they still don't understand.
耶稣用四个方法来比喻天国的事情。
Jesus used four parables to describe the kingdom of God.
所以希望你很留意注意，这一次就能够把那个奥秘能够解开。
So hopefully you all can pay attention, and then we can solve the myth today.
主耶稣来到地上，他最主要做的一件事情就是把神的道讲给人听。
The most important mission that Jesus came to the earth is to explain the meaning of kingdom of God.
这个道呢是神的道，所以它会进到人的心灵里面，它会产生生命的。
The words that Jesus said is really have a life that grow in people's heart.
耶稣对他的门徒说，如果你们不明白这个比喻，怎么能够明白一切其他的比喻呢？
Jesus told his disciples, if you don't understand this parable, how can you understand my other parables?
所以这个比喻是非常重要的一个比喻。
So this is a very important parable.
也就是说这个比喻是开启其他比喻的钥匙。
So this parable that Jesus said here is the key to solve all the other parables.
所以我说这个是比喻中的比喻。
So I said this is the parable of the parables.
如果这个比喻明白的话，你对其他主耶稣所讲的比喻你就可以打开了。
If you understand this one, then you can solve all the other parables.
这个比喻讲说有一个人出去撒种。
This parable said there's a farmer who went out to seed.
有撒在路旁的。
Some of the seed was on the along the road.
有撒在土浅的石头上面的。
Some were on the soil.
有的撒在荆棘里面。
Some of them were among the thorns.
然后有一个，最后一个是撒在好土的里面。
And some are on the good soil.
主耶稣在这里要讲一件事情。
Jesus tried to explain one thing here.
因为他都撒出去了。
Because all these seeds were scattered.
而且他这里讲到说，都是人都听得到了。
That means everybody has heard his words.
所以在这个地方讲的这个重点是在于上帝的道撒出去的时候呢，你对这个上帝的道呢，你的态度是怎么样。
So since the seed has been scattered, then the most important issue is your attitude toward receiving God's word.
所以你听到上帝的道的时候呢，你的心灵会有做一个反应的。
So there will be a reaction from your heart when you receive God's message.
就是我们听到的态度是什么态度？
This is the attitude that we're receiving God's message.
第一种的态度就是撒在路旁的。
The first message was just scattering along the path.
这种态度呢，事实上是轻忽的。第一个的态度呢，是随意轻忽的。
So the first attitude is careless or reckless.
很放肆，很随便的。
It's just not paying attention.
对上帝的道呢，他好像是去看一场表演一样。
It seems like when he received God's message, he's going to a show.
他好像把上帝的道当作好像路边的新闻，听一听就是了。
It feels like the God's message is just like the gossip, like the tabloid news.
他说如果你的态度呢是这种态度在听上帝的道的时候呢，
If you have such attitude toward receiving God's message,
有一件事情就会发生。
There's something going to happen.
天上的飞鸟立刻来，就把那个种子就抓走了。
The bird from the sky will quickly take the seed away.
那个飞鸟就是讲到就是撒旦。
The bird is the Satan.
也就是说你用这个随意轻忽的态度在听到的时候呢，那个撒旦一下就把你那个道就拿走，你就根本对你一点产生没有任何影响。
That means when if you receive God's message with a careless attitude, then quickly Satan will take that word away.
你有没有经验过飞鸟下来把桌上的东西吃走的经验呢？
Have you ever experienced that the bird quickly come down from the sky and took something away?
我们去公园 picnic 的时候你就有经验。
If you go picnic in the park, you will have such experience.
你说桌上掉了一两个 popcorn,
If there's a one or two popcorns on the top on the table, quickly the bird will just took it away.
是自动的.
It's automatic.
就是你轻看神的道的时候呢, 撒旦立刻会做工作的.
So if you look down upon God's message, then Satan will quickly take reaction.
我常有机会跟一些牧师大家聚在一起, 开会或者是聚餐.
Oftentimes I have a chance to have meal or a meeting with other pastors.
你知道我最喜欢问这些牧师的问题是什么吗?
You know the question that I like to ask them the most, what is that?
特别是在南加州, 我们牧师的聚集大部分都是星期一。
Especially in Southern California, the pastors usually is on the Monday.
我说牧师啊, 你昨天礼拜天, 你讲的道是什么?
I will ask those pastors, what was the message you shared yesterday?
好多的牧师都在那想半天，还想不出来。
A lot of pastors would meditate for a while and couldn't remember.
你想想看，一个牧师如果是这样的话，那他下面的弟兄姐妹到底是怎么样的光景？
So can you imagine if a pastor couldn't remember the message he shared yesterday, what about the congregations?
有好多弟兄姐妹，上帝这个神仆人讲的道都忘了，只记得笑话。
A lot of congregation just remembered the jokes in the message, but they forgot the sermon.
但是要注意，这种态度就是因为你太随意听神的道了。
We have to be careful. That's because we have a careless attitude.
礼拜一就忘光了。
And next day, tomorrow, you'll forget all the message.
如果我们的态度呢是这种样子的话呢，那就像什么呢？就像路边的土地一样。
If we have such a careless attitude, our heart is just like a soil along the path.
因为路边的田边的地呢，是人一不断的踩过去踩来踩去的。
You know the path along the soil. Or along the field was easily stepped by people.
So, 田边的路呢都是很硬的.
That's why the soil along the path is usually very hard.
不管你放多少种子下去,
no matter how many seeds you sow,
都不会产生任何作用.
It will never produce anything.
如果我们对上帝的道用这种态度很轻易、很随便的话呢, 上帝的道对你就逐步渐渐的就没有任何作用了。
If we always have a careless attitude toward God's message, then God's words will never have any impact in your life.
因为魔鬼在那里等候。
Because Satan is waiting there.
任何道临到你的时候, 他立刻就拿走。
Whenever there's God's message residing in your heart, he will take it quickly.
这是第一种的态度。
This is the first attitude.
第二种的态度是撒在土浅石头地上的。
The second attitude is the seed will be scattered on the very a shallow soil.
这种的态度就讲到就是它那个土非常非常的浅，一点点而已。
This soil is very shallow, just a thin layer.
就是表示我们一个人在听到的时候，他是用一个很肤浅、很表面的方法来听到的。
That means when we're receiving God's message, we have attitudes toward very shallow or skin deep.
这种人听到的时候，他用只凭他的五官的感觉来听到。
He only received God's message based on his five senses.
所以这样的人非常容易冲动的。
So he usually have a very prompt aptitude.
他喜欢刺激。
He likes to be stimulated.
肤浅的人呢，他容易很容易就可以满足，但是也很容易会饥饿。
Shallow people usually get satisfied easily, but usually he will be hungry. He will be easily be hungry again.
也很容易快乐，但是也很容易忧愁。
Easy to get happy, but also easy to get depressed.
容易兴奋，但是也容易退后。
Easy get excited, but also easy to get back.
很容易火热，但是也很容易冷淡。
Easy to get very hot-hearted, but also sometimes become very cold too.
因为他只注重他这种感觉而已。
Because he only emphasized his feeling.
所以你也常常听过有人讲说，哎呀，这个道讲的真好。
So oftentimes you heard, wow, this pastor's
message
was wonderful.
那个道是什么?
Then you ask, what was the message about?
因为这样的人是很肤浅的。
Because this kind of person is very shallow.
他不愿意付上任何代价。
He doesn't want to pay any price.
所以他来到上帝面前，他只希望外面能够顺利平安。
So when he comes before God, he just wants everything in his life to be smooth.
他不注重里面属灵生命的成长。
He doesn't care the spiritual growth.
他只是想去得着，但是不愿意付出。
He just wants to get something, but he doesn't want to give something.
稍微提一点要求，他马上就撤退。
If you give him some demand, quickly he will retreat.
所以这样的人，他神的道一临到他的时候，他是立刻欢喜领受。
So when God's message reciting his heart, he quickly accepted.
因为他的土壤很浅薄。
Because his soil is so shallow.
他根一下去，马上就碰到硬的石头。
And quickly, when his roots go down, the roots will touch the rock.
困难来了。
There comes the difficulty.
再加上日头一晒。
And then comes the sun.
所听进的道就没了。
So the message will be gone.
所以一有困难，他马上就撤退。
So whenever he incurs some difficulty, he will retreat.
有些人在特别聚会的时候会痛哭流涕啊。
Some people will cry during this the gathering.
真是感动，因为很久很久没有好好哭一场。
It's really touching because haven't have a good cry for a long, long time.
然后哭完了以后回家呢，去洗脸呢。头上来看镜子的时候，他想说干嘛
？After crying, he went home. He washed his face. He looked himself in the mirror. Say, "What am I doing?"
明天睡醒了以后，感动就渐渐退下去了。
And after good night's sleep, tomorrow, his touching would disappear gradually.
一个礼拜又什么都没有了。
And nothing will maintain anything ever a week.
所以有的人看这样的人呢，他都会觉得说，这个人好像每次去聚会，然后就去打一个兴奋剂一样。
So when you, if you observe this kind of brother or sister, it feels like after a meeting, he seems like he has a shot of stimulation.
所以我们被人家称为我们常常需要精神的鸦片。
So sometimes we describe this kind of people need opium in his spirit.
我们心灵上需要拐杖。
We need some assurance in our heart.
因为这样的人呢，他只注重这种表面的感觉跟刺激。
These people only care about the superficial, skin deep feeling.
所以这样的态度来听到的时候，是希望能听到的时候能听一些兴奋的，让我舒服的这种态度的时候呢，他说长不出任何东西来的。
So if we have this kind of attitude to receive God's message, we only want something that's a soothing. We can never receive anything important.
所以第一种的态度是随意轻忽的。
The first attitude is careless, reckless.
第二种的话是肤浅，很表面的。
The second attitude is shallow and skin deep.
第三种的话呢，是撒在荆棘里面的。
The third is when the seeds were scattered among the thorns.
荆棘的意思，事实上在圣经里面第一次讲荆棘的，就是在亚当和夏娃犯罪了以后，这个大地受了咒诅，就长出荆棘来。
The first time the throne was described in the Bible is written in the first book, and when Adam and Eve they sinned, and there were a lot of throne growing on earth.
所以荆棘在这里有一个代表，就代表是来自于这个世界的。
So thrones means something coming from this earth, this world.
所以这里讲到说，当撒到荆棘里面，跟荆棘一起长的时候呢，这里表示是一个贪恋世俗的态度。
So when we say something growing among the thorns means we have an attitude, we love the worldly stuff and we love the secular stuff.
这样的态度在听到的人呢，他有多样的喜好和兴趣。
When people have this attitude, usually they have multiple interest.
这个家花很漂亮，野花也不错。
The flowers in our garden is beautiful. The flowers on the other side of the wall is also pretty.
所以他很欣赏这个俗世的一切。
So he enjoys all the secular things.
像说世上的思虑。
For example, the worries
of this life.
This life.
他所注重的就是这今世的世界。
He only cares about something in this life.
他的兴趣里面，他没有永恒的东西对他有兴趣的。
Nothing has eternal value in his interest.
他的目光非常的短浅。
His vision is very short term.
还有一个就是钱财的迷惑。
Also, he is very perplexed by the money.
他永远是不够的。
He never feels satisfied.
他不知道什么地方可以需要刹车。
He doesn't know where to step the brake in his life.
在80年代有一个美国的首富。
In the 80s, there's a rich person in U.S.
他是美国最富有的一个人。
He was the most richest guy, the richest person in U.S.
新闻记者问他说：“那你还要再多少你才觉得够
？”The journalist asked him, "How much money do you want to make in order to be satisfied.
他说再多一点点。
He said just a little bit more.
还有别样的私欲。
There's also other desire, worries.
这些私欲呢, 让他产生一些邪门歪道的事情。
All these worries and desire made him to go, made him distracted.
所以如果对这个世界有贪念的时候呢, 这些东西就 跟着神的道呢，会一起在那里竞争。
If we have a longing for the worldly values, then these will be will grow with God's message together among the thrones.
神的道在长。
God's word is growing.
世上的思虑也一起长。
And also the worldly worries also growing.
不多久就把神的道就卡住了。
Not too long, the God's message will be stuck.
我们并没有说它不长。
I didn't say God's message, God's words is not growing.
但是被卡住了,
but it's stuck.
所以他没有办法再成长了,
so it's very hard for God's words to grow in that person's heart.
所以就长不出果子来,
so there's no fruit.
所以这样用这样的态度, 是一个贪恋世俗的态度来听到的时候呢, 我们就不能经历到神的道。
So if we have a secular attitude to receiving God's message, we can never receive God's true message.
他没有办法很专一、很单纯地向着神的道。
Because he could not receive God's message with a pure heart.
他是扶着犁头啊，向后看。
He was holding the rack and then look back.
有一首诗歌说，唱的是说，十架在前头，世界在背后。
There is a song called "The Cross is Before Me and the World Behind Me."
但是唱唱唱以后呢，变成世界在前头，十架在背后。
After singing so many times, it becomes "The World is Before Me and the Cross Behind Me."
有时候礼拜天来那边听到的时候
，Sometimes when you come here on Sunday.
但是脑子在那边想，等一下我要到哪个mall，有一件衣服我一定要买过来穿。
Then later, and then you're meditating. Wow, later I'm going to get something in the mall.
我一定要比某某人抢先抢那一件。
I gotta be there earlier than that the other person.
穿在我身上那多好看。
Wow, the dress will look so great on me.
所以他的心什么样的兴趣都有。
So this person has a multiple interest.
这个就像撒在荆棘的里面一样。
This is like that God's message is sold in the throne.
世界的引诱，他不断的回应他们。
The person keep continue react to the worldly temptation.
所以刚才我们讲到，第一个是撒在路旁的，那是随意轻忽的态度。
So the first attitude we share is the soul was scattered along the path, and that's a careless attitude.
第二种态度撒在土浅石头地上的。
The second one was sowed in the very shallow soil.
是肤浅和表面的。
It was very superficial, skin deep.
第三种态度是撒在荆棘的里面。
The third one was among the thrones.
他贪恋世俗。
The person loves secular stuff.
这三样的态度呢, 都不能产生任何的果子。
There's no fruit will be bare from these three attitudes.
第四种的态度是撒在好土里面。
The fourth is the seed will be growing in the good soil.
这是一个诚实善良的态度。
This is a good, faithful, and enduring attitude.
一个好土不是随意都有的。
It's not easy to get a good soil.
好土一定必须开始的时候先把里面的石头挖开，杂草拔掉。 害虫除去。
How to get a good soil? First, you have to remove the rocks, the pebbles, then you need to the weeds and also the worms.
这就讲到我们的心呢，罪要被得到洁净、赦免。
That means we need to first get our hearts be cleansed and also we need to confess.
然后接下来要把这个土呢，要挖开，要让它松软。
Then later we need to loosen by digging the soil.
这样呢，才能够预备好。
Then we can get the soil prepared.
就是讲到我们的心呢，要柔软，要渴慕，要在神面前被破碎。
That means we need to have a broken heart before God so we can receive His message.
知道自己实在是不够的。
We need to confess that we are not enough.
是贫穷的。
We are poor.
盼望从神那里真的渴望有所得着。
We hope to receive something from God.
第三个。 要把水分、养分、阳光和空气要充分的供应。
Then later we need to provide sufficiently about the fertilizer, the sunshine, the water.
这个就好像我们把神的道放到我们土的里面，你知道种子到土的时候要把种子盖上去的。
You know when you sow the seed, you need to cover the seed with good soil.
神的道必须被掩盖起来。
God's seed need to be covered.
这个就像我们听了神的道以后呢，我们必须要安静的默想，在那里祷告，让圣灵在我们心灵里面做工作。
That means we need to quietly meditate God's message. Let the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts.
这时候神的道可以向你光照，让你能够回转，能够改变你的生命。
Then God's message will reflect in our life, that we can be changed.
然后接下来这个种子就开始能够发芽，能够成长，能够开花结果。
Then the seed will grow little by little, then can have flower, and then we will have fruit.
这个讲到就是神的道呢必须要行出来，成为你自己的行为跟生命。
That means we really need to put God's message in actions. It becomes a part of our life.
等到那个果实产生的时候，你就知道这个果子可以给别人享受的。
When there's a fruit from the seed, then someone can enjoy the fruit.
这个果实的里面呢，当其他的人吃的时候呢，这个果实的里面又有种子。
When other people enjoy the fruit, there will be seed in that fruit.
这个种子又可以再传递下去。
And the seeds can be passed on.
所以你就知道神的道是不是真的进到你的心灵里面。
Then you will realize if God's words really have a place in your heart.
因为从你的生命呢，可以产生别人的享受。
Because through your life, other people will enjoy God's message too.
而且你可以把生命供应出去了。
And you can provide your life to other people.
那个生命在另外一个人身上又产生了一个作用，他能够再供应生命出去。
Your life will have a great impact in others, and then that people can continue his or her life to other people.
这个是需要忍耐的。
This requires endurance.
种子需要忍耐在土壤里面被掩盖起来。
We need to be enduring that to wait for God's seed to be covered in our life.
好像神的道看不见了。
Isn't the God's seed seems invisible?
它在里面才能够真正发动。
Until then, the seed can grow.
所以我们有这样的信心，神的道进到我的里面，一定可以产生果实的。
So we have such a faith that when God's message resides in our heart, there will be fruits.
希伯来书讲到说，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
Hebrews says, if we don't have faith, we cannot please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because those who come before God should have faith.
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Not only that, we believe that God will bless those who seek him.
所以我们知道有这四种的态度。
So we know that there's four attitudes toward receiving God's message.
可以让我们自己在神的面前自己思考一下。
Let's meditate before God.
四种的态度只有一种可以有产生果实的可能。
Among these four attitudes, only one attitude can bear fruit.
这是基督徒要走的道路。
This is the way that Christians should go.
是一个窄门，是一个小路。
It's a narrow path, it's a small door.
所以如果我们属于那其他前面那三种态度的时候，我们怎么办呢？
So ifSome of us belong to the first three attitudes. What should we do?
你的理智在真理中，你现在可以明白了。
So your rations will tell you to realize right now.
你可以情辞迫切地向神来呼求。
You can cry out to God with your true words.
你可以跟神抱怨。
You can complain to God.
为什么别人有那个好土的态度，我为什么没有？
Why other people has a good attitude like a good soil, why I don't have it?
上帝啊，你可不可以把那样的态度赏给我？
Lord, can you give me that good attitude?
你可以迫切地跟他呼求。
You can pray desperately.
给我一个好土的态度，听你的道。
Lord, please give me a good attitude like a good soil so I can receive your message.
这个态度就表达我们的心。
This attitude represents our heart.
圣经讲到说，你要好好的保守你的心，胜似保守一切。
In the Bible, I believe in the Psalm says that you need to protect your heart than anything else.
因为一生的果效都是由心发出。
Because all the result in your life, everything comes from your heart.
所以我们对神 的道的态度如果正确的话，它会产生一生的果效。
So if we have a good and correct attitude toward God's message, there will be fruits and effect in your life.
你的心就像一个果园一样。
Your heart is just like a garden.
我们要常常的注意保养，维持这个果园。
We need to take good care and maintain our garden.
这样的话，让神的道能够进来，并且能够在这边生根发芽，能够成长结实。
We need to welcome God's message to receive in our heart. Also, it will grow and bear fruits.
如果我今天跟大家宣布，今天聚完会的时候，每一个人我都要送给你一个手表。
If I have announcement now that after the message, after the worship, I'll give everybody a watch.
这个手表可以当有电视的功用。
The watch will have a function like a TV.
而且有 Internet.
And also, you can get online.
有
internet,
而且可以发 email.
Also, you can send emails.
结果聚完会以后，大家都拿到一个。
So after worship, everybody get one.
只有你没有拿到。
But only you didn't get it.
那你要用什么态度对待我呢
？So what would be your attitude toward me?
我想，如果你是态度好的人，会说为什么大家都有，我就没有
？If you have a good attitude, you probably come and ask me, Pastor, why everybody has one, why except me?
如果你态度不好的话，你就说你把我那个拿给我。
If you have a less, you have a bad attitude, you say, "Hey, give me the one. I deserve one."
但是你知道吗？你听到的态度就是要用这样的方法。
Actually, this is the attitude for God's message.
我今天来到这里。
I come here today.
我的那一份在哪里呢
？Where is my portion?
如果我听不清楚，你把我那一份给我。
If I couldn't understand, please give me my portion.
这是上帝要的态度。
This is the attitude that God wants us to have.
这是好土的态度。
This is a good soil attitude.
所以你看，我们如果明白了这个比喻以后呢，你就开始知道，原来主耶稣在这里说，你如果不明白这个比喻，你怎么可能明白其他的比喻呢
？That's why if we truly understand this parable, we will understand why Jesus said, if you don't understand today's parable, how can you understand my other parables?
所以主耶稣在这里对他们说。那些人看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白。
That's why Jesus said those people they see but never perceiving, even their hearing can never understanding.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们的态度怎样
？Because
因为他们的态度是不正确的态度。
Because those people have incorrect attitude.
他们是一个随意轻忽的态度。
They have a very careless and reckless attitude.
会是个肤浅。
They are very shallow.
而且还有一个是贪恋贪心的态度。
They are very greedy. They love secular values.
所以这样的人来的时候呢，听是听见，但是不明白。
So those people, even they hear, they don't understand.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为神的道是绝对的。
Because God's value is absolute.
不是世界上的那些道理。
It's not secular teaching.
当你遇见绝对的事情的时候，你的态度必须要调整的。
When you encounter something that's absolute, you need to change your attitude.
你不能用相对性的态度来听神的道的。
You could not receive God's message with a relative attitude.
你用这种态度的话，你是听不见的。
Otherwise, you can never hear the true message.
因为神的道它是有自己的尊严。
Because God's message has its dignity.
他不会说你用随随便便的态度，我还要让你明白。
God will never let you to receive His message with a careless or reckless attitude.
因为如果说我随随便便我就听得懂神的道，那这个神的道本身就是没什么价值的。
If I can receive God's message with a careless attitude, that means His message has no value.
你知道我如果继续推演下去会变成什么样吗
？You know, if I continue to lead this discussion, what would that be?
你随随便便听，你又听得懂。所以这个神的道本身就没有价值，所以没有价值的道从来自于那位，当然也是没有价值的。
So if this is an easy message that you can receive with a careless attitude, that means this message comes from a very careless or invaluable God.
上帝不会自己羞辱自己的。
God will never humiliate Himself.
所以你要认识神的道，你自己先 谦卑下来，你才有机会认识神的道。
If you really truly want to receive God's message, first you need to humble yourself.
否则的话，你越看你会越迷糊的。
Otherwise, you will get confused.
你越听，你的心会越反感的。
Otherwise, the more you heard, the more confused and the more negative you become.
这是神的道，他的尊严的地方在这里。
This is the value and the where we need to pay respect about God's message.
在亚利桑那我服侍的聚会里面有一位大学大气物理的、教授。
In the church I serve in Arizona, there is a professor in aerospace or...
Aerospace, 他是 graduate school 的 dean.
That professor is the graduate school dean.
His head is bigger than mine.
他的头比我的头要大，头脑。
他 还不到四十岁，他就做 dean 了。
Before he turned 40, he becomes the dean of a graduate school.
他跟我们一起查圣经。
He had the same Bible study with us.
他很诚实的跟我说。
He humbly told me.
每个字我都懂。
I understand each word in the Bible.
可是为什么我不懂里面的意思
？Why I don't understand the meaning?
至少他有一个诚实的心。
At least he said he has an honest attitude.
他的头这么大，但是他读不懂。
Even though he has a big head, he doesn't understand the Bible.
但是我的心里面知道，他的态度已经开始摆正确了。
But deep in my heart, I know at least he has a good attitude in the beginning.
后来他这样的一个态度持续的寻求以后，他开始能够称这位耶稣为他的主。
After continued seeking, he finally accepted Jesus as his savior.
最后耶稣在讲到一件事情说，人拿灯来岂是要放在斗底下床底下，不放在灯台上吗？
The later Jesus said, do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed?
Instead,
don't you put it on its stand?
因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。
For whatever is hiddenis meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open.
读圣经的人如果没有读清楚的时候，不读明白的时候，他会以为这个跟上面是两件事情。
If those people who do not read this Bible's clear, this scripture clearly, they thought that this is two different issues.
其实是同一件事情。
Actually, it means the same thing.
他说，灯。拿出来的时候呢，一定是放在灯台上，可以照亮整个房间的。
When you put out a lamp, usually it should be put on a stand or a table.
我们不可能把灯藏到床的下面去的。
It's impossible we should hide the lamp under the bed.
所以，也就讲到这件事情是太明显的。
That means it's so obvious.
接下来他说，因为掩藏的事呢，没有不显出来的；隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。
Then later Jesus says, whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed.
事实上，这是什么东西会显出来呢
？What will be disclosed？
那就是你听到的态度一定会显出来的。
That means the attitudes of your attitudes of receiving God's message will be revealed.
你在这里听到一段时间
，After a while, when you after you receiving God's message，
你的生活的表现，我们就可以看得出来，你听到的态度是怎么样的态度在听的。
The way that you live your life will reflect your attitudes.For God's message.
因为隐藏的事，你听到的态度我们看不见的。
Because you have heard a lot of message which cannot be seen.
那是掩藏的，是隐瞒的。
That's something be hidden.
但是呢，时间一久了以后，它一定会显出来的。
But after a while, sooner or later, it will be revealed.
所以他说，有耳可听的就应当听。
That's why Jesus said, anyone has ears to hear, and let him hear.
上帝给我们两个耳朵。
God has created us to have two ears.
就是意思叫你注意的听。
That means you need to hear attentively.
你听到的态度有一天一定会显出来的。
The attitude for God's message one day will be revealed.
而且听到的态度呢，最后会产生出它的结果的。
And also the attitude for receiving God's message one day will bring the result in your life.
他说你们所听的要留心， 因为你们用什么凉气量给人，也必用什么凉气量给你们，并且要多给你们。
So 24 said, consider carefully what you hear. He continued, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more.
事实上这个是讲到也是听到的态度。
Again, this means the attitude for God's message.
所以主耶稣说你们所听的要留心，也就是说你的态度，听到的态度你要留心的。
That's why Jesus said, consider carefully what you hear.
你用什么凉气量给人，事实上就是你用什么态度来听神的道的时候，就用什么凉气量给你。
That means whatever you measure means whatever attitude you receive in God's message, God will measure you too.
你用什么态度来听呢？上帝用什么态度回应你？
Whatever attitude you receive God's message, God will respond with the same attitude.
在100多年前，有人到南非去探险。
Over 100 years ago, there was a pioneer.In South Africa,
他们进到深山里面走迷了路。
They got lost in the deep forest.
又饥又渴。
Hungry and tired.
最后他们到了一个有水泉的地方。
Finally, they found a stream.
那个水泉非常的清澈。
The stream was so pure, so clean.
他们实在太疲惫了。
They were exhausted.
他们就把那个水泉的水拿起来就喝了。
They were so tired and thirsty, so glad.Quickly, they drink the water from the stream.
喝了不久以后，他们就发现有一件事情改变了。
Surely, they discovered something has changed.
他们的疲惫整个释放掉。
Their fatigue was totally released.
他们精神就上来了。
And they were revived.
哇，他们想这个水实在是太奇妙了。
They say this water was just amazing.
但是他们想说，这个水要是拿回去的话，那可以帮助很多人。
Then they think, if we can bring this special water back to our hometown, it will benefit a lot of people.
一百多年前没有那个 bottle water 的观念。
Over a century ago, people doesn't know there could be a bottle water.
不然的话，这个 bottle company 一定会到那边设厂。
Otherwise, the bottle water company would definitely have their factory over there.
所以他们只有想办法，他们身上有的容器，他们就装回去。
So they try.To fill all the vessels they had.
上帝的道就像那个水一样。
God's message just like the water from the stream.
你用什么容器来装，你只能装这么多。
It depends how, what kind of vessel you have to fill.
你听到的态度就是像那个容器一样。
Your attitude for receiving God's message just like the vessel you're going to fill the water.
如果你全身的容器就是一根汤匙的话，你最多就带一个汤匙的水回去而已。
If your vessel is only a spoon, then you can only get a spoon feed of God's message home.
而且当这个水装到容器里面，那个容器的形状是什么样子，那个水就是什么样子。
Besides, whatever the shape of the vessel, the water, the God's message will also be filled within the shape.
所以耶稣对我们听到的态度，他说：“你用什么凉气？”来量这个神的道的时候呢，也用什么量器就量给你。
That's why Jesus said, whatever you are measured, you measured, you also will be measured.
当你的听到的态度是对的时候呢，他还要再多加给你。
If you have a correct attitude for God's message, God will give you more.
所以耶稣说，因为有的还要给他。
Then Jesus said, that's why whoever has will be given more.
也就是你听到的态度如果是对的话呢，他还要再给你的。
That means if you have a correct attitude receiving God's message, God will give you more.
没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him.
也就是你的态度如果不对的话，你原来所听的也要拿走的。
That means if you have an incorrect attitude for God's message, whatever you had before will be taken away.
神的道在你里面就一点作用都没有。
Then there's no effect at all for God's message in your heart.
那当然不会有任何的果实，不会有成任何的果实。
Therefore, there will be no fruit.
所以这个区别好大。
Such a huge difference.
你愿意用什么样的态度来到神的面前
？What kind of attitude you will have when you come before God?
弟兄姐妹，你知道礼拜六的晚上最好九点就回到家里。
Brothers, sisters, let me tell you, remind you, it's better that you go home before 9 p.m. on Saturday night.
开始预备自己,
Let's prepare our heart.
向这个世界说再见,
Say goodbye to this world.
让你的心能够平静下来,
Let your heart be settled.
礼拜天的早上能够稍微早一点起来,
Get up a little bit early on Sunday morning.
就开始跟神来呼求,
and pray to God.
主耶稣，我今天要用将近2个钟头到你面前去敬拜。
Say, Laura, I'm going to worship you about 2 hours this morning.
让我那个2个小时不要浪费掉。
Do not waste these 2 hours.
那个两个小时也是我的生命。
These 2 hours are also part of my life.
把我那个不对的态度挪去。
Take away my incorrect attitude.
不要有那个路旁的态度。
Don't let me have an attitude like the soil along the path.
不要那个土浅的石头上的那种态度。
Don't let me have such an attitude like a shallow soil.
不要落在荆棘里面的态度。
Don't let me have an attitude like a growing in the thrones.
给我一个好土的态度。
Give me a good attitude like a good soil.
我知道我自己不够。
I know I'm not enough.
我贫穷。
I'm very poor.
我要到你面前等候你。
I need to wait upon you before you.
求你把你的丰富加给我。
Please bless me with your abundance.
让我在你面前敬拜的那短短的时间成为很大的祝福。
Let my even the 2 hours short worship becomes a big blessing.
如果你恩待我的话, 让它成为有果实。
If you're willing to bless me, let this attitude become a fruit.
让我能够供应给别人。
Let me also supply others.
让别人也得到祝福。
And also others can be blessed through me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.